Joining me live in studio this morning is Emily Isaacson. She's with the Early Childhood Coalition within Lincoln County School District Number 2. Emily, good morning. How are you doing today?
Great.
Hey, appreciate you swinging by and touching base with us on what's happening with the Early Childhood Coalition. For those maybe not familiar with what the coalition is, tell us what you do and what is the purpose of the coalition.
The Early Childhood Coalition is a group of organizations and people who are working to unite our community to ensure that young children have the foundation they need for future learning, behavior, and physical and emotional health.
So you guys kind of focus on the pre-kindergarten kids, right, to help make sure that that group is ready to enter the grade school system.
Correct.
Okay, so what are some things that the coalition does to do that?
We have family engagements. We support some of the other early childhood events that happen within the community, within the school district and different things so that we can help get information out to parents to help them as they raise their kids.
Perfect. Now, of course, part of that is also parents getting information back to you, right? So, you know, have an idea of how many kids are going to be entering the school system. So tell us about this census that you do annually, and I understand this is coming up real quick.
Right, and that is through the school district that does that. The early childhood census will begin December 1st and will run through January 26th. That's an annual census that we do to gather information for children in the community from 0 to 5 years of age before they enter kindergarten. And we use that information to plan for future programming needs within the school district and to get information out to families with those young children, as well as get the information, the contact information that the schools need for those next year incoming kindergartners.
Okay. So, Emily, how does this survey conducted? I'm assuming it's just online mostly. Is that correct?
There's an online portion. Information will come out in the newspaper next week, and there is a link on the LCSD2 website that you can go to directly. We encourage people to do the online because it is an easier way to get the information done. But in January, we do have census workers that kind of clean up the information that we haven't received yet.
Okay.
In different areas throughout the valley. So if you have not filled out the census online, then there will probably be a census worker that will contact you if you have children from that 0 to 5 year age range.
Now, Emily, if I remember from previous censuses, you ask parents to fill this out every year, even if they filled it out in the past, right? So if you had a 2-year-old last year, 3-year-old this year, you still want them to fill that out?
Correct. Just because things change, information changes, parents move, phone numbers change, they may have added another member to their family. We just want to make sure that the information we have is correct and get that updated.
Perfect. That, again, will begin in next week. Details at lcsd2.org, and you can watch for the Star Valley Independent for that census next week. Emily, also wanted to talk about a grant that you're working on to help those transition into kindergarten. Tell us about this.
So this grant is made possible by the Federal Wyoming Preschool Development Grant through the Wyoming Early Childhood Partnership via Wyoming Kids First. It's called a Kindergarten Transition Planning Grant. And with that grant, we're working with preschool teachers, child care educators, kindergarten teachers, and administrators all working together, collaborating, learning, sharing ideas together so that we can figure out what needs we need to meet. The purpose and the goal of this transition grant and the work that we're doing is to improve transitions into kindergarten for those children and their families, and taking the responsibility of change off of the children and onto the adults. Okay. To figure out what we can do to help that transition go more smoothly for those kiddos.
That's got to be a huge undertaking, because I'm thinking of just it's preschools in our area here, and you have some that are daycares, some that are just preschools, some are different you know, privately owned and whatnot, and trying to get everybody to work together, that's a huge undertaking. So I'm sure this grant would really help with that.
It is, but it's been a really amazing process. We have a lot of just wonderful people that really care about the education of young children in our valley, and it's been an amazing opportunity to work with them.
So, Emily, as you talk about taking the responsibility of the transition off the kids, and obviously the coalition kind of takes that lead, what can parents do to help the coalition with that and help their children transition?
Well, one of the things that we've done, there is a parent survey that we'd love feedback from those parents about if they've had a kindergartner in the past or currently have a kindergartner. There's a survey that we'd like them to take to let us know how that kindergarten transition went. We also would like information from parents who have not yet had a kindergartner go to school, just to find out what their thoughts are, what their fears are, what they would like to see happen with that kindergarten transition.
Okay. Is that survey something that's available now, or is that coming out soon?
It is. If parents want to take that survey, they can contact me, the kindergarten teachers, preschool providers, and child care providers also have that contact, that survey link.
Perfect. Emily Isaacson in studio this morning. She's with the Early Childhood Coalition within Lincoln County School District number 2. One more thing we wanted to touch on here, Emily, and that's Parents as Teachers. Tell us about this program and what this is.
So the Parents as Teachers program is a home visiting program where I work with parents of children from prenatal, actually, through 5 years old, who have not yet gone into kindergarten. And I work with them to help the parents understand more about the development of their child and how they can capitalize on their child's development so they can be their child's best first teacher, because that is what we are as parents, is our children's first teacher.
Absolutely. And it sounds like if someone wants to learn more about that program or anything else the coalition's doing, best way to reach out to you is just to contact the district office.
District office, you can call me. My direct line is 307-885-7129.
Excellent. That's Emily Isaacson again with the Early Childhood Coalition. Emily, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention today while we have you on the air?
I don't think so. Okay. I think we've talked about everything.
Got it all in there. Perfect. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.